Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Certainly a great day if you're paying attention at all to the U.S. economy. The market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, up 511 points today. This is the biggest gain at any time since June. And that's a while. And they're saying that the market may have moved out of what they call correction territory. That's very good news. So is the very good news that says that the Federal Reserve has revealed that last year the average net worth of American families topped $1 million for the first time, surging 42%. From $749,000 in 2019. Now, how could it be that you're saying that the average American household has a net worth of $1 million or more? Well, it has to do with the value of homes. And, of course, also when you're calculating an average, the people who have much more than $1 million in net worth also tip the scales. There's also a question of inflation. We will get to all of this with Josh Zumran of the Wall Street Journal, who is their facts guy. And it's a fascinating subject. Meanwhile, another fascinating subject involves the relationship between President Trump and one of his favorite legal scholars, somebody who he admires just enormously. At the time that he was appointing Bill Barr as Attorney General, President Trump, and at that time he was President of the United States, of course, he properly elected and et cetera. President Trump announced the selection of Bill Barr to replace Jeff Sessions as the new Attorney General, and announced it this way. Listen.
I want to confirm that Bill Barr, one of the most respected jurists in the country, highly respected lawyer, former Attorney General under the Bush administration, a terrific man, a terrific person, a brilliant man, and he was my first choice from day one, respected by Republicans and respected by Democrats. He will be nominated for the United States Attorney General, and hopefully that process will go very quickly, and I think it will go very quickly, and I've seen very good things about him even over the last day or so when people thought that it might be Bill Barr. So Bill Barr will be nominated for the United States Attorney General position. I think he will serve with great distinction.
He did serve with great distinction. President Trump was right about that. But then we have our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the tweet is, actually, it's from yesterday. It was a Sunday tweet by President Trump, October 29th, 2023. And at Real Donald Trump, the former president writes, "I called Bill Barr dumb, weak, slow-moving,
a brilliant man,
lethargic,
a terrific man, a terrific person,
gutless, and lazy. A rhino who couldn't do the job." That's all in capital letters. a rhino who couldn't do the job. He just didn't want to be impeached, which the radical left lunatics, capital letters, were preparing to do. I was tough on him in the White House for good reason. So now this moron, capital M, says about me to get even, quote, his verbal skills are limited. Well, that's one I haven't heard before, says President Trump. Tell that to the biggest political crowds in the history of politics by far. Actually, it's not true. Bill Barr is a loser in full caps. You know, I hate to say it because it's kind of different, I understand. But Hitler got bigger crowds. He did. There are a lot of people who are not so savory who got bigger crowds. Mao got huge crowds. All of those people at Red Square, where they got huge crowds. And I'm not sure that the idea that his verbal skills are limited, that is rebutted somehow by the fact that he got tremendous crowds. Right now, the president I know is, former president, is working on getting the biggest possible crowd for November 8th, which is when the next debate is going to be held. Now, the difficulty with these debates is that they're cutting down more and more participants who don't qualify. This time, apparently, at least at the moment, and I think there's still time for others to qualify, but there will only be four people who have qualified so far. And those people, since President Trump will not be attending, he's already said he's going to be doing a rally in Hialeah, which is 15 miles away from where they're doing the debate in Miami. The people who are going to be on that stage this time are Nikki Haley, who has done so well in the previous debates, and Ron DeSantis, and Chris Christie, and Vivek Ramaswamy, who has also gotten a lot of attention for the debates, but it hasn't really helped him in the polls. Meanwhile, somebody else who is polling very poorly is the Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Kamala Harris. She was asked on CBS on her 60 Minutes interview, what's with all the low polling, Kamala? Listen, this is clip two.
But nationally, the Biden-Harris administration is not generating the kind of enthusiasm she's seeing on her tour.
A recent CBS poll found that at the beginning of President Biden's term, 70% of young people, people under 30, said he was doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's less than 50%. Why is that? What's going on?
If you poll how young people feel about the climate and the warming of our planet, it polls as one of their top concerns. When we talk about what we are doing with student loan debt, polls very high. The challenge that we have as an administration is we got to let people know who brung it to them. That's our challenge. But it is not that the work we are doing is not very, very popular with a lot of people.
She blames the disconnect in part on lack of media coverage.
Okay, lack of media coverage? The President of the United States doesn't get the attention that he deserves. We will get to more of that and more of the revelations from Vice President Harris on 60 Minutes. But first up, we have this fascinating collection of information about the mini-millionaires, they're called. The idea that today, being a millionaire, because of various changes, being a millionaire doesn't mean you're rich anymore. It means you're upper middle class. And it's attainable. Is it really? We'll talk to Josh Zumbrun of the Wall Street Journal coming up on The Medved Show.
Great show. I listen to you every day.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is a tendency in terms of news media generally, and it's not one medium or another medium, it's media in generally, have a tendency to focus on alarming news, stuff that is going to make you scared and make you pay attention. It's going to be the biggest hurricane ever. It's the worst earthquake ever. It is a disaster for our economy. We are heading toward having to buy survival products because things are so desperate and so miserable. Well, what about that news that the Federal Reserve revealed that for the first time ever, the average net worth of American families topped $1 million. How could that be? Well, we have the privilege of speaking to Josh Zumbrun, who is the numbers columnist for the Wall Street Journal. And he has a new column about that amazing average worth of American families being that high, and what it means, and what it means for our future and for how the economy is doing now. Josh, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Though you acknowledge at the very beginning of your excellent piece that a lot of people are going to say, well, this is just because there are a small number of billionaires and multimillionaires who throw the average way up high. And then also there's inflation, which meant that real wealth didn't really increase that much. Yet the point is, what you're saying is that even after inflation, real average wealth was up 23%. How could that be?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, first of all, with that statistic, the point about billionaires, it is a relevant one, right? That there are kind of extremely rich people out there that skew that average higher. But nevertheless, it's about 12% of Americans now that have a net worth over $1 million. And I think the story of what's going on is really about the success of what we kind of think of as the upper middle class in the United States. It's kind of people earning $150,000 to $250,000 as a family. People like that, they're not buying yachts or anything like that, right? Like, they're not extremely rich people, but they're doing well. They own their homes. They've been socking money away into retirement accounts for decades. And, you know, they just got themselves in a position, where over the past 3 years or so, when home prices shot up a little bit, further, and when the stock market, reached some new highs in recent years, you know, they had kind of gradually built themselves up into a position where it pushed them a little bit over that $1 million threshold.
Okay, and one of the things you point out is that these are disproportionately the people who pass that $1 million threshold, people who are over the age of 55. What does that show you?
Well, I think that's a key point. A lot of people, they look at the kind of like the distribution of overall households, and they say, we heard for years like the whole debate about the 1% versus the 99%, and the idea that only a very small percentage of the population was having any success whatsoever. And the reality is that a lot of people who are kind of, like I said, kind of like middle class, upper middle class, they do get there. It just takes a really long time. That's what this data really shows us. There's very few millionaire households who are, like young families in their 30s or even in their 40s. You know, it takes people 20 or 30 years of like steady savings to get there. But there's a lot of people that eventually do, they stick with it over the course of decades. I think that's one of the really important points too, is that it's not like, it's not a political story. This is something that's the people that got to be millionaires, have $1 or $2 million maybe. You know, they're people that did it over the course of 20 or 30 years, gradually saving to get there, kind of like no matter who was in the White House, they kept at it. And now you have this pretty sizable population of people. It's obviously not everybody in the country, but it's, 12% are millionaires who got there over time.
And so what are the key elements? One of them, obviously, would be saving money, accumulating retirement savings, because especially when you're talking about this proportionally being a group of people over 55, there are people who are thinking about retirement, putting money away. It also means paying off mortgages. It certainly means home ownership for most people. I assume that most people who have that net worth of $1 million or more own their own homes.
That's right. I mean, it's about kind of like 90% of people in this kind of like upper middle class group who are homeowners and who own stocks. It might be through retirement accounts. It might be through, like maybe they have a broker. But overall, it's very heavily concentrated in these things. It's, people do get rich other ways, certainly. You know, another factor is people who are business owners. That's definitely part of it. But the biggest part really is people who just kind of like followed that very standard advice of buying a home you can afford, paying it down over time, contributing to the retirement account every month. It's actually a formula that worked very well for a lot of the people who stuck with it over the period of decades.
Okay, it's also a formula that is associated very disproportionately with people who have a college degree. Why is that?
Well, that's right. I mean, about 40% of people with a college degree end up having a net worth of over $1 million by the time they're around, you know, age 60, 65. And so I think it's a couple of things. I mean, one is the occupations, kind of white-collar occupations have been they've been a stable place for quite a few decades. They're much more likely in general to have retirement plans as part of their kind of like standard employment package. And so you kind of put those factors together of just of fairly good jobs, fairly stable jobs that have the retirement built into them. And, you know, a lot of people have found success sticking with that.
Doesn't it also reflect some of what it takes to get a college degree is stick-to-itiveness? You know, you have to say, I hate this class or I'm having a lousy year, but you stay with it until you finish your degree. And that kind of characteristic, sort of patience, self-discipline, saving, isn't that exactly what your piece in the Wall Street Journal and the famous bestseller, The Millionaire Next Door, that's essential to accumulating wealth, right?
Yeah, I think that's right. I was thinking about The Millionaire Next Door when I saw this data. You know, it's a book that talks about the number of like fairly ordinary households who accumulate wealth exactly this way. They do it the long way and the slow way. And you wouldn't necessarily know they're super rich. They're people that kind of drive modest vehicles and live in homes they can afford. So they don't come across necessarily as rich. And that's kind of exactly the profile that's gotten to be such a, you know, like I said, 12%. It's really quite a large part of the population now that is in this situation.
It's an amazing piece. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com under the heading, Never Mind the 1%, Mini Millionaires Are Where Wealth is Growing Fastest. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. President Biden has issued an executive order on AI, emphasizing responsible development. Speaking from the White House, the president said it mandates companies building advanced AI systems to conduct safety tests and share results with the government before launch.
To make sure AI is safe and a system secure.
Federal agencies must also apply risk management for AI affecting rights or safety. The order also outlines measures to enhance AI development in the U.S. Former President Trump is seeking the endorsement of his former running mate Mike Pence. During a campaign event in Las Vegas, Trump emphasized that Pence should support him, citing their great successful presidency together. U.S. Bureau of Labor and UCLA supply chain experts are reporting the cost of Halloween candy is up 13% this year. Candy is more expensive due to the rising cost of ingredients, labor, and transportation. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Michael Medved show, a mystery solved, and solved brilliantly by Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, producer for this show. The mystery is what happened between that beautiful friendship between Donald Trump and Bill Barr. And he had called Bill Barr an outstanding jurist, even though the fact is he never really was a jurist. He wasn't a judge. He certainly was an outstanding lawyer. He had been a very successful attorney general before for President George Herbert Walker Bush. And you heard President Trump speaking about him when he appointed Bill Barr to be his attorney general, talking about what an outstanding guy he was, respected on both sides. He was brilliant. He was amazing. So where did Bill Barr go wrong so that he is attacked as lethargic, slow-moving, basically lacking in everything, and a deep embarrassment, and a rhino, and much more? That was all part of our tweet of the day, our actually truth social truth that was put out there by President Trump over the weekend. What does that have to do with? Well, Barr, who resigned in the very end of 2020 after Trump refused to concede the election after the election had been held, had knocked the former president's verbal skills as part of an event that he did at the University of Chicago's Institute of Politics, where his comments about President Trump, and the reason I'm laughing is because it's almost as if this was deliberately set up to be precisely the kind of thing that would get President Trump upset, as it obviously did. But here is Bill Barr on the president he served so well for a couple of years. Listen.
He's already saying it's going to be about retribution, and he's a very petty man.
and it's all about him. He has a very fragile ego, and you know, something happened to him as a kid, and I'm not going to spend time psychoanalyzing it, but you know, every encounter he has to come out showing the other guy that he's better. It's all about, you know, the assertion of his ego, and I think he will be self-indulgent in a new administration, and you know, won't be as effective as he could otherwise be, and probably things would start moving toward chaos.
Well, one thing that is very fascinating about all of this is for people who admire the performance of President Trump in his first administration, and that's a lot of Americans. Remember, there are 74 million Americans who voted for him for re-election. How many people believe that the second term will be better than the first term? As for one thing, he's not going to have the opportunity to recruit people like Bill Barr to be part of a second administration, partially because clearly he is going to want people who were downright Trump loyalists, including people he's pardoned. Like, I'm thinking General Flynn would be back as National Security Advisor. By the way, part of the reason that could happen is I'm pretty sure that the National Security Advisor is an executive position. It's like White House Chief of Staff, where you don't need to be ratified by the Senate or by anybody else. And given some of the problems that Trump had getting along with some of the outstanding people he did bring into the government, and there were really some terrific people. I think General Kelly was outstanding, General McMaster, and certainly that was true of the people that he had in a variety of positions. General Mattis was an outstanding choice for Secretary of Defense. In any event, it will be different with a second term. And again, he promises that I will be your voice, I will be your justice, and I will be your retribution. And retribution, there's also this on Kamala Harris that we were talking about, the other team, where it's so obvious. There have been columns now, and a lot of them about where Joe Biden really, it's essential if he's going to be a viable candidate for president to get a different running mate. But how does he do that? And she talks to CBS for 60 Minutes on why Democratic donors may not support her run for president if Biden bows out. This is clip 12.
We were talking to some Democratic donors, and they have told us that should something befall President Biden and he is not able to run, that there would be a free-for-all for who would run as president. You are in the spot that would be a natural for you to step up, but we're hearing from donors that they would not naturally fall into line. Why is that?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to engage in that hypothetical, because Joe Biden is very much alive and running for re-election. So
but you do know. I mean, that is a concern, and a legitimate concern, I would say.
I hear from a lot of different people a lot of different things, but let me just tell you, I'm focused on the job. I truly am. Our democracy is on the line, Bill, and I frankly in my head do not have time for parlor games when we have a president who is running for re-election.
Okay, basically it's a very polite and maybe effective dodge. Meanwhile, One of the most fascinating studies about the Biden campaign and its chances for success, which do not appear to be increasing right now. They appear, if anything, to be growing less and less. They talk about the no labels bid for presidency and the fact that they are trying to recruit people to contribute to the no labels movement, which would put forward a third party candidate. And most people believe that that third party candidacy would profoundly damage any chances that Biden had of actually winning re-election, because it would take votes away from him more than the very devoted core support that President Trump has. And they talk about a presentation that No Labels has prepared that has various slides in it. And the key slide in No Labels' presentation shows data from 8 swing states from the polling firm Harris X. In a 2-man race, it says, Mr. Trump would lead in Arizona, Florida, Georgia, and Wisconsin. Mr. Biden would lead in Pennsylvania and Michigan. Nevada and North Carolina would be toss-ups, with Biden leads within the margin of error. If Mr. Biden won the toss-ups, or even the toss-ups minus Nevada, he would win the election, assuming every other state voted as it did in 2020. But a no-labels ticket that is actually led by a Democrat would be very different. Now we'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
I'm just shocked.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Michael Medved show. So what about that third-party candidacy under no labels? Would that hurt President Trump, assuming he is the Republican nominee, or would it hurt President Joe Biden, assuming, of course, he is the Democratic nominee and Trump is the Republican nominee? What they found out is that in a two-man race where the nominee for no labels is somebody with a Republican background. That would mean if it were Larry Hogan, the former governor of Maryland, or if it were Chris Sununu, former governor of New Hampshire, someone who had a Republican background. In that case, they suggest that among the crucial swing states that decide every election, Mr. Trump would still be leading in Arizona, Florida, Georgia, and Wisconsin, and Mr. Biden would be leading in Pennsylvania and Michigan, with Nevada and North Carolina as toss-ups. Now, with Biden carrying everything he carried before, with a Republican running against him as a no-labels candidate, that would take enough votes away from Trump so that Mr. Biden would be likely to win. But if it were a Democrat, if it was a Democrat who led the no-labels candidate, someone like Joe Manchin has been frequently mentioned, and he has acknowledged that he's even thinking about it, that that Democrat would throw seven of the states to Donald Trump, ensuring his election. But a no-labels ticket led by a Republican would lead in Nevada, be competitive in Arizona, Michigan, North Carolina, and Wisconsin, and make Florida and Georgia toss-ups between Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump. So the kind of damage it would do to a Biden campaign for re-election really depends upon who they decide to nominate from No Labels. Now, of course, they mitigate that to some extent, because what No Labels is about is if they have a Republican running for president, they would then have a Democrat running for vice president. The whole thing is a crazy and a cockamamie idea that would throw our election into chaos and make it even harder to try to unite the country after the election. And one could say that if Biden wins under any circumstances, it would be difficult to unite the country after the election, because President Trump will almost surely, if he is the nominee and he loses again, do what he did the first time, which is claim that the election was rigged and the election was stolen and so forth. And they say in the New York Times, no labels could cut a deal by promising their elector support to whichever major party candidate they deem more worthy. This is what a memo says about no labels and what its impact would be. Or if the election would be decided in the House, where each state delegation would have a single vote, meaning Wyoming would have the same weight as California. This is a new path for their third-party effort, but the destination would be the same, the election of Donald Trump. That's at least what critics of no labels say. The idea of getting Trump elected because things would be micromanaged in the House, what that is based on is the idea that you only have one vote per state. 26 of the House delegations have more Republicans than Democrats, and only 22 have more Democrats than Republicans. That's because of some of the smaller states like Wyoming and Montana. Montana now has two members of Congress, but there are other small states that are disproportionately Republican. Speaking of disproportionately Republican, there's a viral video that has really caught fire involving the great actress Dame Judi Dench. People know her. She played the head of the British Secret Service in some James Bond movies. But she's a great Shakespearean actress. She won an Oscar for playing Queen Elizabeth, I believe. The first Queen Elizabeth. In any event, she was on Graham Norton's late night show in Britain and promoting her new book about her career and the work that she's done performing in Shakespearean plays. And she recited a Shakespeare sonnet from memory, and the video has gone viral because it sounded like this.
Could you do a little bit for us?
Like what?
I don't know, like a bit of a play or a sonnet.
A sonnet?
Sonnet?
I'll do a sonnet.
It's like you're having a Shakespeare jukebox.
Yeah.
I'll do
it.
When in disgrace with fortune and men's eyes, I all alone beweep my outcast state, and trouble deaf heaven with my bootless cries, and look upon myself and curse my fate, wishing me like to one more rich in hope, featured like him with friends possessed, desiring this man's art and that man's scope, with what I most enjoy contented least, yet in these thoughts myself almost despising.
Okay, this is, what's the American equivalent? Jeremy suggests it's Ted Cruz quoting Dr. Seuss from memory. Remember that? When he was filibustering to try to keep the government shut down to prevent the actuality of Obamacare? That was another story. There's also another story, very serious story, and a documentary that explores the world of near-death experiences and the question of what scientifically and personally happens to people after death. That's the title of the film. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Based on actual near-death experiences, there's a new documentary that uses best-selling authors, medical experts, and survivors to explore the mysterious transition between living and dying. It's called After Death, now playing in theaters.
I think the near-death experience is where science meets religion. There is a process of dying during which I feel the near-death experience occurred.
This is a wildly ambitious film that skillfully tries to recreate the sense of blinding but benign light that characterizes the testimony of many of those who have come back to life after nearly dying. There's also some novel material about testimonies that suggest both heaven and hell. The artful work on screen may not convince you about the afterlife, but it will at least leave you deeply intrigued. Rated PG-13 because of the serious subject matter and descriptions of pain and illness. 3 stars for After Death. And coming up next time on the MedVet Show, it's Halloween. And there is actually a religious scholar who has criticized what Halloween has become, which he describes as an ironic death cult. Is it really that bad? Or is it, as my wife regularly insists every year at Halloween, benign and wonderful and joyous? We will get to that on Halloween tomorrow. There's also Dana Milbank, who writes, "What a lonely time to be a Jew in America, since Jews have been abandoned by the left." Is that true? We will get to that Tuesday on the MedVet Show. And then a big question. Why is pessimism about our economy much worse than at times when the economy has actually been objectively much worse? And there's also a real question about what do you do about the encampments in cities around the country? Where do we go with tent cities and changing them? And then plus an SNL skit about George Washington and why we really fought the American Revolution. It's actually a fairly clever take on an important and eternal question about the real origins of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.